5A State Volleyball Tournament. Tatiana Dowling in her ninth season here for the Seaman Lady Vikes brings a roster that's got experience, a roster that's got determination, and a roster that has just two losses on the season thus far. We had a chance to sit down and chat with her, and we're going to get you started here with our pregame as we've got first serve coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We've got a great matchup of DeSoto taking on Seaman. We'll break everything down for you, but first we've got to step aside for our first pregame timeout. When we come back, we'll sit down with head coach Tatiana Dowling of the Seaman Lady Vikes. It's 5A State Volleyball right here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert home team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month. For a gig of download and upload speed, perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
And welcome in as we are getting ready to have first serve here at the 5A State Volleyball Tournament in Salina. Jake Spaulding hanging out with you, and I've got Tatiana Dowling with me as well as we're preparing for Seaman Lady Vikes. It's time for state volleyball, trying to go back-to-back as state champions. Tatiana, thanks so much for taking some time with us. We're excited to be here in Salina with you. Just tell me about how this season has gone as you take a second to look back at what your squad has been able to accomplish so far this year.
Thanks so much for having me. This season has been absolutely amazing. The group of kids that we have in our program right now is just as great as it can be. They're great people, their families are great people, and we are really, really excited about what they've been able to accomplish, but even more excited about how awesome of humans that they are.
And I think that's something that a lot of coaches, you know, will give the kids their props for being great athletes, and so I appreciate you talking more in depth about just the kids that they are. It says a lot about you as a coach, and it says a lot about the family atmosphere you guys have in your program. I want to talk about some of these kids specifically, starting off with your libero, Kinley Wilhelm. Just tell me about, she's been in that role for a couple of years for you. What does she mean for your squad?
Yeah, Kinley is one of our best leaders of our program. She's a captain this year, and she really controls our back row and commands the back row. Obviously, she's really talented in her play and in her defense and ball control. There's no teams that ever look to spot serve Kinley, and if they do, we're like, oh, perfect, keep spot serving her. We love it. But she She also brings life to our practices. She's super fun to be around. She's a great student and just a great person outside of volleyball, too.
And you got a couple kids on this roster right now, Coach, that have broken school records. I want to allow you to talk about them a little bit. Go ahead and tell me about Megan Mills and Campbell Shabbat.
Yeah, Megan is just an absolute force. She is so strong. She is mentally tough. I feel like she came in as a great athlete, and she's just continued to grow and become stronger and has more ball control and just places the ball so well. She's an extremely smart hitter, but she also can just beat the ball up, and I feel like she's unstoppable, especially in the front row. So we are really, really proud of her and super excited that she's on our team, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Campbell is so quick in the back row, and she has such great defense. She commands our offense, which is awesome because she really makes sure that everybody's on the same page and is running exactly what they should be. But her defense really stands out to me because we oftentimes against great teams leave her open so that they can swing at her just because of how much we believe in her defense. So we're really excited for her. We're excited for both of them because obviously they've been huge record breakers here at Seaman. Cameron Turner was obviously such a great athlete, and they used to coming along and being able to play together and break those records really shows that you can rise to any occasion.
I'm going to bring up a couple more kids here, Coach, for you to give me some more insight on, like Kinsley Smith, your defensive specialist, Maggie Molden as well, and Ava Esser as an outside hitter.
Yeah, a lot of the times I think people forget about Kinsley because she plays the back row for us and she's a little bit smaller, but she is so powerful in that she plays a really good short game of defense. So she plays our left back position, and she's able to pick up tips but also pick up any quick hits out of the middle and down the line, and I think that takes a lot of reaction time, skills, and quickness on her part. So we're really proud of how she has developed that. She also has a great platform, so the ball comes off of her platform with no spin, which is making the game easier for our setters, so we really appreciate that about her. Ava Esser is kind of similar to Megan in that she is super strong, and Ava can jump out of the gym. She's just an incredible athlete in general. She's a multi-sport athlete, and she really gets up high when she hits, and so it gives her that ability to hit it straight down and terminate quite a few balls for us. So we've been really lucky to have her quickness and speed back, especially after knee injuries her sophomore year. And then finally, Maggie Molden has been huge for us in the middle this year because I think that to win a state championship, you have to have a middle presence. A lot of teams struggle to defend the middle and then also defend the pins at the same time. And so having Maggie to be in the middle and be that presence for us has been so big because it forces the other team to honor our other hitters besides just our outsides.
I'm going to ask you a question here real quick, and I know that this is a question that could be a little bit difficult, I guess. But what's it going to take for the Lady Vikes to go back-to-back? I mean, last year was the first ever state championship for the volleyball program, and what's it going to take to go back-to-back this year?
I think it takes a true team effort. We talked a lot this year about just taking it one game at a time, and we honestly really haven't talked about being back-to-back state champions because we're just going to go out and we're going to take it one game at a time. We're going to be a true team. We're going to spread the ball around. We're not going to just rely on one person to do it for us all the time, and I think that having them all contribute and work together and truly be a team and love each other is what will make them back-to-back state champs.
All right, Coach, we've got to take a brief timeout, but when we come back, we'll dive more details with Coach Tatiana Dowling of the Seaman Lady Vikes as we're preparing for first serve Seaman and DeSoto here on 96.9 FM, The Pulse.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. wilsontire.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka, veteran owned and ready to serve you.
Welcome back to 96.9 The Pulse, our coverage of Class 5A State Volleyball. A few more minutes here with head coach of the Seaman Lady Vikes. That's Tatiana Dowling. Coach, for people that maybe don't know, you are a Seaman grad yourself. What's it like to be able to come back to your alma mater and have the success that this program's having right now?
Well, there's obviously no other place that I'd rather be coaching. When I first started, I had three different spots that I could go and coach at, and I wanted to come back here because this place is really meaningful to me, and obviously the community has done so much for me in my years when I was here, and so it's so nice to be able to give back to that. But I think it adds a level of passion. Like, I'm passionate about this place specifically, and I want to coach at this place, so bringing those things back here and having that success come back to Viking volleyball is really meaningful compared to doing it somewhere else.
Your ninth year in the program since you've been back, and an overall record of 237-82. What does it mean? Last year you got win number 200 en route to your guys' state championship, the first one ever in Seaman Lady Vike history. 5A Coach of the Year, American Volleyball Coach Association Regional Coach of the Year. You were up for the National Coach of the Year. I mean, a lot of accolades have come in recently for you and your program. What does this mean for the Seaman community?
Well, I think first that coaches don't get those types of accolades without really, really great players and really, really great assistant coaches. So I think that obviously I appreciate all of those, and those are extremely meaningful for me and a huge honor, but I have to give it back to our athletes and our assistant coaches who do a ton for the girls day in and day out. We wouldn't be where we are without them. But I think it develops our program quite a bit too. It shows that we do have what it takes to get to those high-level playing opportunities, and I think that having all of that come back to this place hopefully makes kids in the community want to come out and play for Viking volleyball. Hopefully it makes kids look up to the girls who also get tons of accolades and really just want to be a part of something special.
Well, it's the fifth straight year that the Lady Vikes have made it to state. Coach, you're trying to go back-to-back as state champions. We're very, very pleased to be along this ride with you. Good luck here again today. You got your first match coming up here in a few minutes against DeSoto, and then Aquinas a little bit later, and to round out the evening of pool play at Blue Valley Southwest later on. We hope to chat with you again live from Salina here in the 5A State Volleyball Tournament. Thanks again for joining us, and good luck today.
Thank you so much.
All right, Coach Tatiana Dowling of the Seaman Lady Vikes, we got to take a timeout. We come back, it's first serve here from Salina as it's 5A State Volleyball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup line.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Transform your ride with Mad Biking Customs in Topeka. We specialize in protecting, customizing, and maintaining your vehicle to ensure it looks and performs at its best. From stunning custom wraps to top-notch protective coatings, vehicle maintenance, and more, our skilled team is here to bring your vision to life. Are you ready to elevate your vehicle style and functionality? If so, call 785-329-5091 to discuss your ideas and get started today. Your ride deserves the Mad Biking touch.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. We are in Salina. This is the Tony's Pizza Event Center. It's 5A State Volleyball, and it's the first time ever 96.9 The Pulse has covered a state tournament. We're glad to be here with you. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner Chris Boswell back at the studios. That's MJ hanging out back, keeping us live and locked and loaded. Folks, just in case you're not aware, Chris Boswell, we call him Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. Boz, we are excited to be here at the Tony's Pizza Event Center, 5A State Volleyball, and the Seaman Lady Vikings coming into this match, the top seed, the top team in 5A. They're also the defending state champions.
Yeah, there's it's tough because you get to this point in the state tournament and you want to win it again. There's a little added pressure because they're the defending state titles. The Seaman doesn't look at it that way. They're just playing one game at a time. They're not just happy to be here. They're here to win their second straight title.
Seaman Lady Vikes are taking on DeSoto. This is the 1-8 matchup here in this 5A bracket. Also in this 5A bracket, you've got, or in this pool, I should say, you've got the 4 seed Blue Valley Southwest and the 5 seed St. Thomas Aquinas. Aquinas knocked out Southwest in two straight sets earlier, really with no pushback, anything like
no
that.
No problem.
Aquinas really dominated that first match against Southwest. Southwest will play this same DeSoto team following this match. Then Seaman will take on Aquinas. That's scheduled start time, Boz, is 6:30. Well, buddy, we're already a half an hour behind schedule for start time. So this next match for Seaman likely to be around 7 as they take on. But right now it's all about DeSoto. DeSoto coming into this matchup with Seaman, 17-19 record overall. the eighth seed in this tournament. Seaman's got to take care of Seaman. They got to focus on Seaman when they come into this. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to ever look at the records and say, okay, we got a good draw. We're playing DeSoto. They're 17-19. Worst thing you can do if you're Seaman, they don't care about the records. Everybody that's here at the state tournament is a legit volleyball team. So they're just going to worry about themselves, take care of business. Don't worry about your opponent or their record.
We're waiting for first serve to come on here as we've got Seaman. They're going to be in their white uniforms with the blue numerals and letters trimmed in red. Let's break some things down real quick here, Boz. Campbell Shabbat, a 5'6" senior, will start for Seaman. Also, 5'7" senior, Allie Steiner. 5'11", Maggie Molden, she's also a senior. 5'8", Kinley Wilhelm, she's a senior. 5'9", junior, Addison Sibley. And also Megan Mills, a 6'1" senior up front for Seaman, with the libero for Seaman in this match will be Kinley Wilhelm for the Lady Vikes. Boz, they won the flip. The Vikes will serve here to begin this match.
Well, something to keep an eye on when we look at DeSoto, just when they're coming out on the floor, they've got some size. Not to say Seaman doesn't, but you look down this roster for DeSoto, they're 5'11", 6'1", 5'11", 5'10", 6', and 5'11". Serving will be for Seaman, a junior.
Kinsley Smith, 95% serving percentage. This match is underway, and a quick attack by DeSoto on the return. Attack at the net by Emily English, the 5'11 junior. You just talked about the size a moment ago, Boz. Well, opening point goes to DeSoto.
Yeah, quick attack there. They ran the slide, and actually I think that was Chloe
Misek.
Yeah, well done. I had to look at that one.
Yeah,
a couple times. Yeah, quick slide from the middle to the outside and a big kill to start the match off.
Quickly 1-0 for DeSoto. Here's an attack on the way. Nice set to the outside to Megan Mills, who puts it away for the Lady Vikes. We're locked in at one apiece. Quickly back to serve now for the Lady Vikes is Maggie Molden, a 5'11 senior. Molden on the year, a 90% serve percentage, Boz, with 22 aces. Here's a nice low serve, tight to the net. Shimlick tips it across, picked up nicely by the Vikes. Here's Mills on the attack, swings, and it's deflected right back in her face, hits the ground, and it's a point for DeSoto. The double block comes that time, Boz, for DeSoto.
Yeah, that's again number 8, Chloe Kamisic. She's 6'1". They had a double block going there. Mills just a little anxious.
Mills, the all-time kill leader now in Seaman Lady Vike history, surpasses somebody you know very well. We'll get to that throughout the broadcast here tonight. Here's an attack to the outside. That's Molden, who tips it across. Got the live by DeSoto. And a double block. Nice job there by Mills. And a lift will be called here on DeSoto. Mills was there for the block and the stuff. And the Vikings tie it at 2.
Yeah, that's great job blocking, getting Mills over there, getting up quick, and just sending the attack just straight back in the hitter's face.
Harper Happenstein comes in and first sub here for the Lady Vikes to serve. Tied at 2. Jump serve to the deep corner, picked up there by DeSoto, set to the near side on the attack, putting it away, but no, picked up by the Vikings and tapped across by Mill. That hits the front line, and it'll be a point for Seaman. They lead now 3-2.
Seaman's being pretty smart early in this game. They're not just swinging away, they're picking and choosing where their hits are going.
Another serve from Happenstein, nice to the deep corner, an attack by Klimlich, but it's blocked once again. Front net, guess who? Megan Mills for Seaman. Her partner right next to her, Addison Sibley. The double block in full effect here for the Lady Vikes. They lead 4-2.
Yeah, it's important to get off to an early start. You know, volleyball, it's so hard to make runs and get lots of points at a time. You can get a little 2 or 3 4-point run. That's huge.
Havenstein with another jump serve, picked in the back row by DeSoto. Sending it to the front on the attack is Farmer. That's McKenzie. Dug nicely in the back row by Kinley Wilhelm. Now a free ball knocked over by Seaman as Mills just able to get it over on the third tap. Sent back over by DeSoto. Now on the attack are the Vikings. Aptonets, Happenstein. We're checking that Shabbat. She cannot put it away. DeSoto tries to return the favor. Nice block there by Mills. Here comes Seaman. Set outside. Mills cannot put it away. Nice dig on the back row there by Schauflin. Now an attack deflected out of bounds off of the Lady Vikes. That was Addison Sibley trying to put a block on Mackenzie Farmer, but it falls out of play. Point for DeSoto.
Yeah, that was a good block. It was just a strong hit right off of the block out of bounds.
Back to serve for DeSoto, trailing 4-2-3 is going to be Kamisic, and it's picked up in the back row. Here's a middle set to Mills, who cannot put it away. Kamisic sets it outside, over the double block, and off of the arms of Kinley Wilhelm. Wilhelm in that back center, Boz tried to dig that kill attempt by Farmer and could not control it. It's tied now at four.
Well, you kind of see the block for Seaman is starting to take a little bit of effect. DeSoto had to kind of change their attack angle there. Good job by Farmer to get it down.
Here come the Vikings on the attack. Shabbat sends it across. Was it tipped? No. Out of bounds, point DeSoto. So a 3-0 run here for the Lady Wildcats. They reclaimed the lead. They were up 1-0 early. Then Seaman went on a run to take a 4-2 advantage. Now it's 5-4 DeSoto. Continuing to serve here is Kamisic. Ball dug out of the net nicely there by Mills. Tapped across, kept alive here by DeSoto. They got to get it over on the third hit, but it's out of bounds. Great scramble that time, Bob. Give credit right there to the Lady Vikes. Harper Happenstein keeping that one alive.
Yeah, both teams, they're really getting after it. DeSoto that time, I thought the ball was going to be down from Seaman, but they got a hand on it, scrambled. This is a real scrappy DeSoto team.
Kinsley Smith will go out. Checking in for her. Back in is Addison Sibley. Here's a serve from Megan Mills. It'll be an ace.
Well, that was a rocket of a serve. Barely cleared the net and just dove straight down.
Megan Mills with an ace on the season. Now that is ace number 31 for the senior. 6-5. Seaman with the advantage over DeSoto here in set number one. Another jump serve. This one hits the net, though, and drops in on Seaman's side of the court. We're locked in at 6 apiece.
Yeah, just before that, it barely cleared the net. That time, Mills got a little excited, hit that one. It just wasn't up high enough.
40-second service error for Mills. We're locked in at 6 apiece. Near side, DeSoto's got Peyton Gabb to serve. She looks at her coach, who points in the direction she wants her to serve. Picked up by Wilhelm in the back row, but it's a free ball. Smacked down by DeSoto, kept alive by Seaman. Here come the Lady Vikes on the attack. Sending it over on the third hit is Ava Esser. Now DeSoto on the attack, tipped across. Nice dig on the back row. Kept alive here. Outside swing coming down. Nice up by DeSoto, but putting it away was Ava Esser.
Addison King for DeSoto couldn't get the normal dig. She threw her foot out, yep. Popped it up in the air, but it went right back into the net.
You can do that now.
You can.
You know, that's a term that came about the last few years where you can use your foot, right?
Yeah, pop it up.
Pop it up. Kinley Wilhelm back to serve now for the Vikes. They're up 7-6 here in set number one. DeSoto on the attack. Kill attempt. Nice job by Kinley Wilhelm in the back row. Nice dig. Setting up Ava Esser. She goes change up. Picked up by DeSoto, but they can't control it. Great job by Ava Esser finding the opening gap, and a diving Wildcat could not keep it up.
That's what I mentioned early. Seaman, they're thinking. They're using their heads a little bit. They're not just swinging away. That was a great heads-up play by Ava Esser.
On the attack now, DeSoto after a nice serve once again. This one deflected. No. Out of bounds. Too strong on the attack that time by Grace Eaton from DeSoto. And Seaman Lady Vikes Boz on a 4-0 run right now. Lead 9-6. Kinley Wilhelm back to serve once again. Her third straight serve. This one ticked the top of the tape. Gets across. Now DeSoto on the attack. It'll be a lift on DeSoto. I beg your pardon, a double hit will be called on DeSoto. Nevertheless, the Lady Vikes another point, so it's 10-6 now. And Kinley Wilhelm continues to serve. 95% serve percentage on the season. Great serve here. DeSoto on the attack, blocked at the net, but they're going to say outside the antenna on the attack from DeSoto as Gracie Eaton could not get it inside the antenna. And this is an extended run now, 6-0. Lady Vikes up 11-6.
Yeah, if you can extend a run here and get 4, 5, 6 points, that's a big time advantage. I'd expect DeSoto to get a timeout if they can't get a point here.
DeSoto gets it across after a good serve by Wilhelm. Here's a quick set to the middle. Molden puts it away. Deflected off of a DeSoto Wildcat and out of play. And Maggie Molden gets into the kill column. It's 12-6. Timeout DeSoto. We're back after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to State Volleyball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kelly Wilhelm, another great serve. DeSoto on the attack, but hits it too strong, and that's back-to-back points after the DeSoto timeout for the Lady Vikes. They extend their lead now to 14-6. Bob, at one point it was 6-5 DeSoto.
Talk about momentum. It's a huge, huge factor, especially in volleyball.
Wilhelm, her eighth straight serve. This attack by DeSoto is blocked at the net, but they'll say it's out of play. So breaking serve that time, the Lady Wildcats finally do so on a kill that time by Emily English from the Wildcats. So a nice run there by the Vikes. Their lead now 14-7. DeSoto controls serve, and it's Mackenzie Farmer too strong, and a service error will give it right back to the Lady Vikes.
Yeah, DeSoto was in desperate need of a stop. They needed to get a side out. They got it, and then they send it over out of bounds on the serve and give it right back to Seaman.
Back to serve for the Lady Vikes will be Campbell Shabbat. Campbell, nice serve on the attack, just tipping it across DeSoto. Nice job that time by Cadence Shrout. Looked to go for an attack, but she took a little off there and found an open gap. 15-8 now, Seaman leads.
Yeah, heads-up play. The set was off the net quite a ways. She didn't swing away. She just pushed it down the line.
Gracie Eaton, the libero, to serve, and that's into the net. Another service error for DeSoto, and that's the third time this set, Boz. Lady Vikes now lead 16-8. Back to serve will be Kinsley Smith for the Lady Vikes.
Yeah, Seaman would happily take those service errors, just keeps things going for him.
Great serve here to the back row. Picked up, set to the middle, and nice attack that time. Chloe Kamisic, you definitely can tell DeSoto wants Kamisic getting a touch.
Yeah, DeSoto, they've been set in the middle. They're really taking advantage of the size. Chloe Kamisic, 6'1". They set the middle, a quick set. It's really tough for the blockers to get up there and get a block on it.
Kylie Groves, a 5'6 junior, back to serve for DeSoto. Trails the Lady Vikes 16-9 here in set number one. Wilhelm, a nice serve receive there. Gets it across. Now DeSoto on the attack into the back row. And too strong. Great talk that time by Kinley Wilhelm, the libero for Seaman, knowing that one was going out.
Yeah, it's so tough when you're on the back row. You're not sure, is it going to be in? Is it going to be out? But like you said, good communication. A lot of the girls on the bench, too, yelling, out, out, out.
Back to serve now, AC Thompson for Seaman. Thompson has 8 aces on the season. DeSoto on the attack, sends it across on the third hit. Here's a set outside. Megan Mel put it away.
What a cut on that. The set was pretty far outside. Mills cut it all the way across court. Got it about 2-3 feet outside the 10-foot line.
Megan Mills just dominant from that outside hitter position. So once again, AC Thompson to serve. It's an 18-9 lead here for the Lady Vikes. And nearly an ace, but DeSoto will get it over on the third hit. Thompson, pass it to the middle. Here's Campbell, and her set outside, a deflection on the Mills attack. It'll be a point for the Lady Vikes once again. Not as powerful that time, Boz, but as does the job, my friend.
Absolutely.
19-9, Seaman with a 10-point lead. We got to take a 30-second break. When we come back, we've got a 19-9 ball game here in set number one, 5A State Volleyball here in Salina.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist, quality, safety, guaranteed.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmer trying to put it away. Oh, what a dig by Seaman. Oh, and then Mills passed it across. Dropped an easy point there by Seaman. They now lead 20-9. Back to serve again. A.C. Thompson, a near ace, and DeSoto scrambling. They can't get it. Seaman out of the timeout from DeSoto can continue just this amazing run right now. Bob, they're up by 12.
16-4 run right now for Seaman. DeSoto is absolutely just disheveled. They don't know what is going on.
Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell here in Salina. 5A State Volleyball, Lady Vikes. A.C. Thompson, another serve. Pass to the middle, outside attack this time from DeSoto, and Emily English puts a little English on it and puts it away off a block attempt from Seaman.
Kinsley Smith had a shot in the back row off of that block, but it was just coming too quick, and she couldn't get a hand on it.
Back in the libero, Kinley Wilhelm for the Lady Vikes. Molden, as well as Thompson, will send to the bench. Serving it up will be DeSoto. Addison King to the back row. Nice set outside. Here comes Megan Mills. Goes change up that time, Boz, and finds the opening gap.
Dude, just a little roll. Megan Mills, she does swing away. All the back row defenders were really deep. Just a smart heads-up play by Mills just to roll it over the top of the block.
You got to respect the power from the senior outside hitter. Now back to serve, Harper Hafenstein. Nice serve, it's an ace.
Bring it up, Seaman firing on all cylinders right now.
They were once down 6-5. It's now 23-10. Lady Vikes in set number one, 2 points away from taking set one. Hafenstein, another serve. Pass to the middle, outside attack. Here's Farmer and a rejection, but out of play. Good job that time by Addison Sibley with some help from Campbell Shabbat. Sabat, excuse me, sorry. You can tell me. I knew I'd mess that up. DeSoto, another serve. This is a service error once again. That time, it's Kamisic, and it's set point now, 24-11. The Lady Vikes up by 13, and Megan Mills back to try and serve this one out.
Well, make no mistake, Seaman, they are very relaxed, and this is just what you want to start off your state tournament, have a good success.
Mills, a jump serve. Great hard serve taken in the back row. DeSoto's got to have a free ball sent over here on the third hit. Mills to the middle. Shabbat outside. Oh, Esther tried to put it away, but it was rejected. Great job on the double block in the front row from DeSoto.
It was Macy McDowell, another 6 foot. She's a freshman for DeSoto. That was a solo block. She was the only one over there. Sent it right back to Seaman's side.
It's a great set from Shabbat to Esther, but yeah, great job there on the defensive side. But so many set points to work with here. 24-12, Lady Vikes with the lead. DeSoto has had some service issues here tonight. That one nearly a service error, but brought back in. Shabbat back set this time, going change up once again. Nice job keeping it alive there by DeSoto, but it does fall off the antenna, and Seaman has taken set number one, 25-12 over the DeSoto Wildcats. We got a few minutes to take a quick break. We come back, set number two, the Lady Vikes trying to take care of business. Into it's 5A State Volleyball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. we're here for you.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And hey, welcome back to the Tony's Pizza Event Center. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell alongside you, and we've got MJ back in the studios keeping this thing moving along. It's 5A state volleyball, and set number one went the way of the Seaman Lady Vikes Boss, exactly what we expected. They found a rhythm, winning 25-12.
They absolutely did. Little rough to start. They were down 6-5, then they went on a 20-6 run to close out that match. You could say they settled in,
yeah,
got that first set.
All right, here we go, underway. Set number two, quick to the middle. Molden, her put away. No. Kamisic with the stuff for DeSoto. DeSoto started it off with the serve. They now lead 1-0, eerily similar to what we saw in set number one between these two earlier tonight. So same starters for the Seaman Lady Vikes. You got Molden on the front row as well as Esser right now. Mills in the back with Levero, Kinley Wilhelm. Here's Wilhelm with the pass to Shabbat. Now Esser, Ava, ooh, tries to go cross court, but it's too long.
Seaman wanted a touch on that one off the block, and no signal came, so points for DeSoto.
Also on the front row, Allie Steiner for the Lady Vikes here in this early rotation. Ninth-year head coach, Tatiana Dowling. Vikes trying to go back-to-back as state champions. We're in pool play. Set number two, Vikes lead 1-0. Here's a serve, nice pass, quickly up to the front row. Moldenhurst attempt is blocked. They do it again here, and it's Molden, and that one is also stuffed by Kamisic. 3-0 here in the early going for DeSoto, and something woke the Wildcats up. Kamisic is owning the net right now.
Yeah, she's doing a really nice job of moving her feet, getting to the outside when she needs the block, but a couple blocks here in the middle, just solo blocks for Kamisic.
Maybe look for Seaman to go outside this time, and they do. Here's Esser. Nearly puts away a nice dig in the back row. Goes free ball, though, over the net. Quick set outside. Esser once again. Nice dig. That one was rejected, and Seaman quickly tips it across. Now DeSoto has a third hit. They got to send it across. They do. Free ball here for the Vikes. Use it. Coming inside. Ava Esser puts it away.
Yeah, no question on that one. They set the middle again to Esser, and she absolutely throttled that ball for the point.
Big thing that Coach Tatiana Dowling told me was that they've got strong outside hitters that we can do from the back row or from the front row, but watch for that little middle rotation that we saw right there, Ava Esser. Great set there by Shabbat as well. Here's a quick serve across the net. DeSoto's got to send it over on the third hit, and they do. Mills, Shabbat, now outside. It's a free ball from Seaman this time. A little miscommunication on the front net. Now DeSoto on the attack. Nice dig on the back side. That's Shabbat. Set up here by Wilhelm. Cross court kill by Esser. Too strong. Or check that, Mills. Too strong.
Mills, she tried to cut that one again. The double block is up there, and DeSoto's had success with the block, so he kind of gets in the hitter's mind a little bit. She tried to cut that one a little too sharp and went out of bounds.
Addison King into serve for DeSoto, who leads 4-1. We're in set number two of the first match of the day. Wilhelm from the back row. Shabbat. Now here's Molden. This one's too strong. They're looking for a tip. And the far side line judge calls tip.
Finally got a call. They've been asking for that tip for a little while. Finally got one.
So give the kill right there to Maggie Molden for the Lady Vikes, and she will go back to serve as well. Allie Steiner, Mills, as well as Sibley on the front row right now for the Lady Vikes. Good serve by Molden. Tip across the net that time by Kamisic. Now Mills, she'll try to tip it back into the back corner. Picked up nicely there by DeSoto. And sent across on the third hit that time. Peyton Gabb able to find the opening. And DeSoto once again sides out, gets the point, and gets served back.
Seaman was ready for the block. They got a touch on it, but the ball fell right over the net. Mills was there. but she just couldn't get there quick enough to pop it back up.
I don't think it's 4-3. It was, should be 5-3, I think, at least.
I think it was.
It was 4-2 just a second ago. Here's Mills on the attack from the middle, Boz, and they've now got it adjusted. It's now 5-3, the correct score, but a great job once again. How about Campbell Shabbat? Shabbat, gosh darn, I'll get it eventually.
It might be tonight sometime.
I mean, my goodness, Tatiana and I talked about that over and over, and she goes, I know you're going to mess it up. I said, yes, I probably will.
Yes, we will.
But talk about Campbell Shabbat, the center for Seaman, just getting around.
Well, she's doing a really nice job.
Seaman's passing hasn't been great, which makes your setter move quite a bit to get to that ball, and Shabbat's just doing a nice job getting her feet underneath her and giving good sets to her hitters. Mackenzie Farmer that time from DeSoto had to serve receive and ended up with the kill as well. So the Wildcats go up 6-4 here, set number two. Back to serve will be Peyton Gabb for DeSoto. A lot of times Kinley Wilhelm will receive the most serves. This time it's picked up by Shabbat. Outside swing this time is Shabbat again. That wasn't Shabbat. That was Kinsley Smith. 5-3 look a lot similar out there on the court right now.
Yeah, if people don't know, we're kind of up on the second level here in between the two courts, so we're kind of looking at an angle, and those numbers, I know I'm getting old, my eyes aren't great, but those numbers look awful small.
6-5 DeSoto, Boz. This is the same story as set number one. This is when Seaman went on a run in set one. Great serve here by Mills. She picks up in the back row after the kill attempt by DeSoto. A quick change of that time by Shabbat, but picked up by DeSoto. Here's a free ball coming in. Miscommunication by the Seaman Lady Vikes as Kinley Wilhelm and Megan Mills collided, and the ball falls onto their side of the court at 7-5 DeSoto.
Yeah, you like to see both girls going after the ball, but you got to communicate.
So with a 7-5 lead, DeSoto with a serve, it's Mackenzie Farmer, picked up by Wilhelm in the back row. Back set, nice job. Nice set by Shabbat, and putting it away. Believe that was Harper Hafenstein for Seaman. Or I beg your pardon, Hafenstein set it to Shabbat. That was Shabbat that put that away.
Yeah, Shabbat, I would say outside or right side hitter, and a serving error by Seaman gives it back.
Kinley Wilhelm hits into the net. Give it right back to DeSoto, who leads 8-6. Again, the 2, the 3, and the 5. They all look so similar to me right now up here.
Yeah, Hafenstein's setting right now. Shabbat is the opposite hitter.
And this is that rotation that Dowling really likes when she can mix her setters up and get Shabbat. How about you again, Campbell? Nice set, back set that time by Hafenstein. And Shabbat from this near corner, Boz, outside swing beautifully off the double block.
Yeah, she's doing a really nice job, and they're just mixing things up a little bit. You remember Seaman was getting blocked quite a bit from their outside hitter, so they've moved it over to the opposite. Now they're having really good success.
And Campbell Shabbat goes back to serve, Boz, and an easy, cool ace for Shabbat, the 5'6 senior. So she now has, on the season, Campbell Shabbat has 26 aces now in her senior campaign. So do it again here. We're tied at 8. Can the Vikes go on a run here? Quick set to Kamisic. Nice job there by Esser to pick it up. Now Molden tries the attack. Great job there by Wilhelm to keep it alive. This time going change up once again. Ava Esser, the double block came, Bob, and she just tipped it over both of them.
Yeah, heads up play. She was a little bit late, but she got a hand on it. Just tipped it right back over the net.
And when you're talking about late, you're talking about timing of the jump.
Not just timing. Yeah, she was on her way down.
And another service error for the Lady Vikes here. This time it's Campbell Shabbat, and she instantly goes up to Ava Esser and goes, my bad.
Yeah, my bad.
9-9 now here. Set number two. The Vikes took set number one, 25-12, after DeSoto had a 6-5 lead in that set. You see this time and time again. Teams don't go away easily, especially once you get to the state tournament. DeSoto hanging around here in set number two. Taken in the back row by Wilhelm. Here's a set by Shabbat now as the setter. Kill attempt by Esser cannot get put away. Wilhelm, back set. Here's Esser.
That was good. Fantastic. Kinley Wilhelm had to come up. Seaman was out of system. The setter took the first ball. So libero comes up, bump set behind her head perfectly for the kill.
Ava Esser, her third kill here in this set. Back to serve now will be Kinsley Smith for the Lady Vikes. On the attack, it's Kamisic. Too strong out of play for DeSoto. And the Lady Vikes on a little bit of a run here, Boz. They now lead 11-9.
Yeah, things are starting to click for them. You can see there was a little moment there where DeSoto had some momentum and things weren't going their way, but now Siemens just come right back.
Kinley Smith, another great serve. DeSoto's got to send it over on the third, and it was too far out of play. So a great serve by Kinsley Smith. Got DeSoto out of sorts. They were too far out of play. Could not bring it back. I'm going to give that as an ace, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, come on now. Kinsley Smith, 12-9. Another serve by Smith. Setting it near side. It's Farmer. Rejected, but out of play. It'll be a point for DeSoto.
That was Allie Steiner. Got up for the block. She got both hands on it, but it came right back into the antenna. Out of play.
12-10. Seaman with the lead. Again, they won set number one, 25-12. The top-ranked team in 5A, the defending 5A state tournament champs, and the one seed here in this year's tournament. Here's a serve taken to the back row by Wilhelm. Quick set by Shabbat. Outside swing that time by Mills, and nobody home after the dig for DeSoto.
Just an absolute heater from Mills on that one, right to the back line, the libero for DeSoto. Lucky to get her hands on it, but it went all the way right back into the net.
So back to serve now is A.C. Thompson, Boz, and she served six straight and set number one. Can she do it again here? Here's a set from Groves. Outside Farmer, too strong, out of play, and the Lady Vikes. Uncle Bo is on their side right now, lead now 14-10 here in set number two.
And Megan Mills, she's been such a presence on the defensive side blocking that now the DeSoto hitters are really trying to hit around that block, and it's not working for them. They're having to hit it out of bounds.
A.C. Thompson, her second consecutive serve. A good one over the net. Set by Groves, near side, deflected, out of play, off of the hands of the Lady Vikes. I believe that was Steiner. And it was off Allie Steiner. The DeSoto breaks serve. And we'll now send back to libero Gracie Eaton to serve, down 14-11. Eaton serve, taken in the back row by Mills. Shabbat sets Mills into the middle. My goodness!
You're not stopping that from the middle.
Wow.
It's so difficult to block in the middle because your hitter has so many options, right, left. That time Mills absolutely hammered it straight down the middle.
You understand now why Megan Mills is that power hitter. That's what allows teams to go compete and win state championships. Great serve here by the Lady Vikes. That was Steiner, but the kill attempt.
Shabbat and Sibley were on that block attempt in the middle.
Got both hands on it, but it went down right on their side. 15-12. Lady Vikes lead is three. Back to serve for DeSoto will be Peyton Gabb. Vikings await, and here's Gabb's serve, taken by Wilhelm. Set by Shabbat, trying to put it away. That time was Sibley, but unable to do so. Nice shot by Wilhelm to keep the ball alive, and a third hit across the net for the Lady Vikes.
Fantastic hustle.
Here's Farmer, rejected at the net. Ball kept alive, and a lift will be called on DeSoto. How about the defense there by Seaman?
What a great exchange that time. Wilhelm hustled to the far corner to keep that ball alive. She dove, she popped it back up, and then Seaman gets the block to win the point.
Amazing network, amazing hustle there by Kinley Wilhelm. 16-12, Lady Vikes lead by four. Megan Mills to serve, and a hard jump serve. Oh, is it deflected? No, it was out of bounds. Man, that was a rocket from Megan Mills.
It was coming fast.
Quick fast.
Quick fast,
yeah, that's right.
The girls for DeSoto on the back row, they weren't sure if they were going to take it or not, but it just sailed on her.
Farmer with a serve for DeSoto, taken by Wilhelm. Shabbat steps it backside and tipped across the net. Havestein, and it's going to drop for a point. Miscommunication by DeSoto, and DeSoto looks out of sorts on the front row right now, and the Lady Vikes look to take advantage. They lead now 17-13.
Yeah, DeSoto's just, it feels like they're just in scramble mode. They're not in system. They're not able to execute what they want.
Kinley Wilhelm with a serve, taken by Groves. Coming near side, Farmer. Nice dig in the back row by Megan Mills. Happenstein outside. Esser, her kill attempt blocked, kept the line and sent across. Now here come the Vikes again. Quick change up that time by Havestein, who sent it across on the second hit. And DeSoto able to put it away. So Havestein tries to catch DeSoto off guard, but DeSoto, the Lady Wildcats that time, did a great job. 17-14, DeSoto trails by three to the Lady Vikes. Serve on the way by Kamisic. Picked up in the back row by Wilhelm. Has to come across, and it does, from Campbell Shabbat. Now Grove sets middle. Here's Kamisic, who puts it away. Trying to dig that up was Harper Hafenstein.
We're trying to figure out if these numbers are so hard to see.
No, that was Harper. Promise you. Another serve from Kamisic. Now here's Maggie Molden, who puts it away from the middle. Great serve that time from Harper Hafenstein, and puts it away that time. Give Molden her third kill of the set.
Seaman able to maintain this 4-3-4-5-point lead with whatever DeSoto's throwing at him.
Shabbat with a nice serve, 18-15. Lady Vikes on the attack, the Wildcats. Can't put it away. Wilhelm picks it up in the back row. Now Megan Mills will send it across on the third hit. Here's Groves, sends it up middle. That's Kamisic, who just dumps it across. And a diving effort that time to keep it alive, and Campbell Shabbat actually did, Boz.
Yeah,
got her hand underneath it, pancake, popped it in the air, but nobody home to help out.
Yeah, that was a heads-up play from DeSoto. Just tipped it right over the net into the open area right inside the 10-foot line.
18-16 is the score. Lady Vikes with a two-point advantage. Back to serve. Kylie Groves. Here's Maggie Molden, who puts it away again.
Well, that's one thing Coach Dowling, she talked about, the offense. They like to run quick, and you'll notice Shabbat, yeah, that was a very quick set. What I mean by that is it, the arc of the ball. It wasn't a high floating set. It was quick to the middle. Maggie Molden just hammered it down.
Kinsley Smith back to serve for the Lady Vikes, who lead by three, 19-16, set number two. Groves sets it near side. On the attack, it's English, and she puts it away. English with a powerful swing on the near side. Junior, 5'11" for the Wildcats, and it's 19-17. Seaman clinging to that two-point lead. Here's another couple subs coming in for the Wildcats, who've got to be getting close to running out of subs. You get, 16 subs a mat or per set, 16-17, something like that. And especially when you get late in matches like this. Subs become a premium. Good serve. Here's Maggie Molden. Tips it across the net, but a diving effort kept it alive there by Groves. Now Farmer puts it in the back row. Picked up by Wilhelm. Set near side. Megan Mills puts it away off the double block. Man, the timing for Megan Mills is impeccable.
Yeah, that was a really good swing. Again, the girls for DeSoto, they're there. They have a double block up, but Mills, so powerful with her swing, just hits it right off of the block.
A.C. Thompson back in to serve for Seaman. Three-point advantage. Going to serve this one out. Picked up in the back row. Groves just has to tip it up in the air and kept alive. Now on the attack. Great job that time. Great dump by Campbell Shabbat from the front row, Boz. Nobody was expecting that time from DeSoto. She's tried that several times with no success, but that time they were looking at Mills hitting, so the back row defenders were really deep. Smart heads-up play by Shabbat just to dump it over into the middle of the court. Timeout on the court, 21-17. Seaman, we're back after this 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka. Veteran owned and ready to serve you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the DeSoto timeout, AC Thompson, another great serve. Here's the attack from Farmer, picked up in the back row by Hafenstein. Now a set for Mills, her shot rejected. She kind of didn't swing as hard that time, Boz, and a great job there by the front line of DeSoto.
The set was off a little bit, just kind of threw off her timing, so she didn't have much of a choice, couldn't really swing fully at it. Kind of tried to tip it over, but Kamisic for DeSoto was up there to get the block.
Eaton to serve the libero. Her serve too strong, out of play. Great communication that time from Kinsley Smith and Kinley Wilhelm in the back row. Looked like Wilhelm was about to take that, receive that serve, but great conversation, good communication from Smith.
Yeah, Kinsley Smith was yelling at her, and those are tough because you want to make sure you're right when you call that.
Harper Hafestein comes in to serve, a great serve, and trying to send it over on the third hit. They do with Farmer, and the net's moving, and two kids collide, and both of them on the deck are from DeSoto. So a net violation on the Wildcats will stop play and give a point to the Lady Vikes. Boz, they're 2 points away from taking this match against DeSoto. Back to serve once again. It's Harper Hafestein, the 5'6 junior, puts it deep into the back row. Picked up by Groh. She sets it outside, killed by Farmer. No. Here's a quick up. Oh, my goodness. Megan Mills on two that time. Great dig. I didn't see who it was, but it was a deep back row dig. It was Harper Hafestein. Straight up to the net. Megan Mills took it on two. She didn't bother to tip it back. She just said, hey, I'm going to put this away right now. 24-18. Mills with that kill. And the Lady Vikes trying to take care of this first match of the day. Great serve to the back row. Groves sets it up near side. Farmer from the 10-foot line. Picked up in the back row that time by Smith. Set comes near side. Mills goes change up. Picked up by DeSoto. Here's Farmer once again. Tipped at the net. Diving ever. Kept it alive by Hafestein. Now Mills trying to end this match, and she does. Megan Mills off the libero for DeSoto. Gracie Eaton, 25-18. Seaman wins in two straight sets in their first pool play match of the day.
Great start for Seaman. Maybe a little nerves early in that first set. They settled in, took care of business. Got pushed maybe just a little bit more in the second one, but they didn't waver. This is a really good volleyball team that seems to be very mentally tough. They don't get rattled very easy.
All right, we're going to take a brief timeout. When we come back, we'll summarize this first match, get you ready for the second match, which will be in about an hour and a half from now. But we're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll summarize here as Seaman, the Lady Vikes, take match number one of the day in two straight sets, 25-12 and 25-18. Stick with us. We're back after this on 96.9 The Pulse.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup line.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert home team. your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at PertHomeTeam.com.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
At Electrical Specialists, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialists. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
Transform your ride with Mad Biking Customs in Topeka. We specialize in protecting, customizing, and maintaining your vehicle to ensure it looks and performs at its best. From stunning custom wraps to top-notch protective coatings, vehicle maintenance, and more, our skilled team is here to bring your vision to life. Are you ready to elevate your vehicle style and functionality? If so, call 785-329-5091 to discuss your ideas and get started today. Your ride deserves the Mad Biking touch.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And back here in Salina at the Tony's Pizza Event Center, we'll be joined by head coach Tatiana Dowling in just a few seconds. Baboz, it was a quick 2-0 match for the Lady Vikes in that first matchup against DeSoto. When you're immediately regurgitating what you just saw, what'd you take in?
I think a big difference in that game to me was Siemens serving.
Yeah.
It was really good. They had several aces throughout the game. They were just pinpoint serves to where they wanted to hit it to, and it just kept DeSoto scrambling the entire game. It was hard for them to get a good pass, a good set, and a good hit. They were out of system the majority of that match, so I thought the serving was really good.
Again, 25-12, 25-18 was the each set of that first match. As we're joined now by 9-year head coach Tatiana Dowling, just tell me, that first set, kind of slow start there, but the girls settled in nicely in set number one especially.
Yeah, I think in set number one we started off a little slow, especially on defense, and I think we really thrive on intense defense. So if our defense isn't there, then we definitely seem to not be as successful anywhere else. So I think we'll try and turn that up here in the next couple.
You guys end that first set, though, Boz. What was it, on a 20-5 run or something like that?
20-6.
20-6 run to end set number one. Good momentum. Everything seemed to be working. You had great outside hitting. You had great sets and great defense, I felt like, as it kept going. What did you see from the girls as we went into set number two?
I think we looked a little bit relaxed going into set number two, but you want them to play loose and you want them to play relaxed, but maybe just not that relaxed. But I think that they did a nice job of fighting back, and settle him back in set number two to come out with the win.
So you guys take two straight sets. I mean, what's the mindset as, again, it's pool play. You guys do this all year long with your tournaments and stuff, but what's the mindset right now getting the girls a little bit of rest, a little bit of food, and get ready for the next match?
Yep, definitely refueling with food. But then we'll probably come in and we'll watch a little bit here and there. We'll go get hyped up in the locker room and get our game plan going for Aquinas.
Yeah, Aquinas, a team that you guys are familiar with. You and I talked earlier about that matchup earlier in the season. You know, what are the girls expecting? What are you expecting of the girls as you get ready to take on them?
I told them that we need to be aggressive. We got to take it to Aquinas every single point. We can't just wait for them to make errors. And so we really are going to have to come out and earn it, be aggressive with our serving, keep them out of system. And I think if we play defense and serve aggressive, we should be pretty good.
How important is it for the back row especially? I mean, Kinley Wilhelm takes so many of the, whether it's a kill attempt or whether it's a serve, she's your workhorse on that back row. How important is it for her to have success on that first pass?
Oh, it's immensely important. We need those first ball kills out of serve receive, and she does a great job of keeping us in system. But she's also kind of the glue, I feel like, in the back row. She sees everything. She talks a lot. She's our team captain, and so we need that leadership from her.
All right, we'll let you get back with the team. Appreciate you coming up, and we'll talk to you again here in a little bit, okay?
We'll see you soon.
All right, good luck. Again, head coach, nine-year head coach, Tatiana Dowling joining us. And, Boz, again, it's just, you know, after listening to Coach Dowling a little bit, she saw the same thing you did about seeing that the girls relaxed a little bit.
Yeah, they were just it's difficult. I mean, you come to a state tournament, you're fired up to be here, you're excited. There's always some nerves. I think once they settle down and relax, it doesn't mean you're relaxed to the point of being lethargic.
Right.
You're just settling in. You're getting a feel for the game, and I feel like that's what Seaman did. Once they kind of settled down a little bit, they played really good volleyball.
Again, they won 25-12, 25-18, and two straight sets. Boz and I will be here. MJ's taking everything back at the studio for us. Again, Seaman wins in two straight sets. They have a little bit of a break right now, but we'll be calling Seaman and St. Thomas Aquinas. Boz, before we go to our little break here, Aquinas, a team that beat Seaman, only one of two losses on the year, and they beat him in straight sets. And Coach Dowling told me earlier that it was because they let them attack them and not they let Aquinas attack Seaman, not the other way around. How important do you think it is for the girls to come out with that kind of mindset of being the attacker?
Oh, it's everything. If you're playing a really good volleyball team, if you are the non-aggressive team,
yeah,
you're always on your heels because they're just coming at you. And that's not the way Seaman wants to play volleyball. They want to be on the attack all the time. So I think it's really important. And St. Thomas Aquinas, they're a traditional powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Seaman's establishing themselves as that new team. So this is going to be a heck of a matchup.
Fifth straight year for Seaman to be here in the state tournament. They're the defending 5A state champs. We'll have Aquinas and Seaman in about an hour from now. We'll come back on about probably 10 till 7 is when the next one likely will start here on 96.9 The Pulse. MJ, appreciate all the work you're doing. We're going to send it back to you for Boz and myself. You got about an hour break, folks. Come back. We got Seaman and Aquinas coming up in about an hour.